There's a beginning for everything, and this is the beginning for our almost weekly podcast show, The More. Okay, if we continue recording once again, I'm going to go crazy. This is the fourth time we're recording the podcast. All right, my name is Mehdi Adıgari. All right, his name is MRI.
Come on.
His name is Muhammad Rahan Jamian because yeah, it's too long. I don't have the time and the patience to pronounce his name. So
I fucking hate my name.
I do too. It sucks.
You're not the only one.
You're not the only
one. I've been always thinking about changing my name, but it's not possible. Yeah. See,
do you mean by name? Your first name or your last name?
Both. Right. Both suck. I've been thinking, What was my father thinking when he was choosing my fucking name?
Yeah.
They said they were dreaming about my name, and they saw some crazy stuff in their dreams,
right,
and then they came up with my name.
So how would you like me to call you? Muhammad?
I think Mohammed will just Mohammed.
That would be too Persian. So Mohammed is fine, right?
Yeah, Mohammed.
So
yeah,
Mohammed. You call me Mehdi, and I will call you.
Yeah, all right.
The interesting thing is that when foreigners call me, they skip the H part, so they pronounce the Mehdi.
Like, yeah, sounds legit.
They can't pronounce the H part, like, say, hey, Mehdi. So, Mohammed and Mehdi.
All right, Mohammed.
These are the weirdest fucking names in the world. It's,
I wish we could change them.
Yeah, all right. So, guys, this is called The More. The More is a podcast of comedy content with tons and tons of topics in store. We're going to have episodes of serious content. We're going to have controversial subjects.
Yeah, we're kings of controversy, man. I'm the king of controversy.
You know why? Because I chose you, because you're the most controversial fucking person
in the radical
world. Yeah, you're a radical person. I heard you a couple of times, and you have these weird things to say that people just frown upon, and this is crazy. Anyway, so we're going to talk about both comedy and controversial and serious subjects of basically almost anything.
Yeah, let's do this.
Yeah, we're going to give you our own outlook and perspective on anything that is basically out there. We're going to be talking about economy, we're going to be talking about policy.
Yeah.
We're going to be talking about basically anything. We're going to be talking about food, and then we're going to go over to talking about Donald Trump. And his socks.
Yeah, my favorite topics.
Yeah, food. We're going to talk about gourmet sabzi, and then we're going to jump to fucking...
my favorite topics all the way.
Yeah, we're going to be talking about murder that happened in some unknown, off-the-beaten-track state in America.
Yeah.
Anyway, so there's a disclaimer here, guys.
There's going to be so much explicit adult content.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're going to be talking about shitloads of controversial topics.
If you're like...
we're going to use bad language.
If you're not 18 years old, stay away from this podcast. Yeah, we're gonna be dropping a lot of bombs here.
Yeah.
First of all, that would fit us perfectly because we're terrorists.
Yeah.
We come from Iran.
Yeah, we're assholes.
The Iranians are terrorists. They like dropping bombs.
Yeah, just like us.
We're gonna drop the F bomb, the S bomb, the C bomb. So any kind of fucking bomb that you think of. Yeah. All right. So. We are Iranians. We come from Iran. We live in Iran. This podcast being recorded right here in Iran, specifically
in
Karaj.
Is it Iran or Iran?
Well, that is a very interesting thing because people just peel my fucking skin off because of the pronunciation that they say. Why would you pronounce Iran Iran? It's the way I got used to it. Sounds a lot better because.
It sounds better,
I don't know if it sounds better, but Iran is the way I pronounce it.
Also, the correct pronunciation is Iran. I think Iran sounds more legit.
Iran, far away.
I will stick with Iran.
Iran. People are just going to be dropping shit bombs on us because of the pronunciation. A lot of Iranians are getting triggered because I pronounce Iran, Iran. Yeah, you say, why would you pronounce Iran, Iran? Because that doesn't sound like
why
anything.
Why the fuck does it matter, man?
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
Iran, or it's an I. It's just a matter of
A lot of Americans pronounce Iran. They pronounce Iraq, Iran. It doesn't matter.
Yeah,
it's
no
a country.
No one gives a shit, man. Yeah. So why should we give a shit about Iran or Iran?
Yeah.
Nobody cares.
So it's the Middle East. Middle East, as you guys might know, it's basically it's the paradise of the world.
Yeah, definitely.
The life standards are perfect. People are living happily.
It's even better than Denmark, you see.
It is.
People from Denmark should just immigrate here.
I know about Denmark.
They're just missing some crazy things here.
Exactly. And we have a lot of possibility. You know, life here is not boring. It's, you know,
it's full of excitement. Everything,
exactly.
There's something new happening here.
You go to Denmark, it's just shits and giggles. You just go to bed. You wake up in the morning. You go to work. You have this pop crawling in the weekend.
And it's fucking cold. You see?
It is fucking cold. And but here you have a lot of excitement. You have inflation. You have the possibility of war. Like every second there's a possibility of you being fucking incinerated by a fucking flamethrower. Like there is like a lot of possibilities
here. Yeah, you could just end up in jail and being tortured.
You could
and raped.
End up in jail.
Yeah,
you
every
could
single
end
day.
Up you could end up being a homeless person.
Yeah, it's really normal. It's just the norm.
You know what?
It's life.
We're living on the edge. We're living on the edge, and this is the best thing in the world. This is amazing. Yeah.
This is about survival here.
I saw a comment in the social media by an Iranian. There was this girl who said that. It was a girl who said that. Like, why would you just? Why would you want to go to other countries when there's no excitement in other countries? We have.
She's right. She's absolutely right.
We have the most exciting life in the world.
Why the hell would you? Go to Denmark for your vacations, since you could see demonstrations here, torture. Yeah. I know, cars just running people over.
Yeah,
it's
exactly.
Really fun here.
Yeah. Yeah,
you're
basically,
missing lots of things.
America and Iran are you know just rivaling each other in
terms of excitement.
In terms of excitement, yes, because in America we have a lot of school shooting. By the way, that's a horrible thing to happen.
Yeah,
school shootings,
really
a lot of children getting killed. That's a shit. That's a fucked up thing to happen. I really feel sorry. For the families
my
of
condolences
those
to the families of those.
But in
tragedies.
Terms of these tragedies. America and Iran are two prime examples of, you know, things happening, like you're rivaling each other, like you got shit happening, I got more shit happening, like there's going to be a World War III happening soon. Anyway.
Is there going to be World War III?
Yeah,
here?
It's
going to
be exciting. You know what plan is?
When, it's going to be fun,
What's your plan when World War III happens?
I think I'm just going to just switch to a survival mode.
Yeah?
Yeah, just try to survive.
Yeah?
Yeah, I will just begin with looting supermarkets first. Yeah,
I see. And it's not a zombie outbreak. You realize that. It's a World War III. Yeah. It's not a zombie outbreak.
See, anything exciting and dangerous happens like this, I just switch to survival mode and just try to loot everything
I think
inside.
You've been watching a lot of Hollywood movies.
I have.
All right. My plan is not very different from your plan. So there is this canyon. Well, I wouldn't call it a canyon. It's a valley. It's in a very, very remote village in northeast of the country where I will just...
Is it isolated?
It is isolated.
Right.
There is like a river that goes through
so
it.
There goes our problem with fresh water.
Yeah, there is this water, and then I would just take my food. I would probably take a gun or, I don't know, any kind of... Yeah.
So where would you get
just,
a gun?
I would get there.
See, guns are
I have my
here.
Resources.
All right.
I have my sources. I have my people. Don't ask any other questions.
So where would you get the gun?
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's talk about the gun. You see...
Gun control.
Yeah, in America, you would just walk up to a gun store and... buy a gun. I know it's not that simple. It's more complicated than that. But in Iran, where would you get a gun?
It's not that complicated. There are a couple of cities here. There is Kermanshah, right?
Yeah.
So you would go there. There are markets there. They're basically markets. Yeah, they're basically...
Markets for
I've
gun,
never been there, but
markets?
My cousin says so because he served in the military there. And he said that there are a lot of people who sell handguns. Handguns are... perfectly sold.
Just in the world.
In Kermanshah,
handguns,
but I'm not sure about semi-automatic or automatic rifles. I'm not sure about bolt-action rifles. There are a lot of guns that are sold there, and basically you just go, you just get people, you know, whatever you want, you can get it. It's Iran, you know, it's...
It's basically the second version of America that didn't succeed in terms of economics and stuff.
It's a good thing that we don't have a lot of gun freedom here, because if we did, our population would not be 80 million. All right, let's talk about... All right, so guys, we're going to be talking about a lot of topics here, but we have a couple of topics in store for this episode. We have a couple of topics related to the culture that Iranians... go through. By going through is that these are cultural obligations.
Yeah, we have to do shits that we don't like, we hate. Everyone hates these stuff, but everyone has to do it. So if you don't do it, you're just gonna get bad faces, sad faces, angry faces. People are just gonna judge you based on the things you hate to do. They also hate the same things, but everyone has to do them. if you know what I mean.
Yeah, so there's a good side of Iranians, the bad side of Iranians. We're going to talk about them, but it's going to be a very touchy subject. It's going to be tricky to talk about these things because, first of all, Iranians are not as tolerant as other people in America.
Yeah.
Basically, any part of the fucking world.
Yeah, we just suffer from irritable bowel syndrome.
Yeah, it's weird because you cannot tell an Iranian anything without them getting upset. They're prude, they're pretentious. We are pretentious. Why am I just referring to people like they? Because I'm an Iranian myself.
You're not an Iranian. I think you're American.
I have a very soft heart, and I get really...
Oh.
Yeah, all right. So people are prude. By that, I mean that people just get... people get upset over nudity. People get upset over a couple of swear words. If you say fuck, which means a weird thing in our language,
people just... It's not that bad.
Yeah, people get weirded out by this, and they get upset. But this is not an issue in many other countries, because you can just easily talk about, but I don't mean that you
can see
just...
Iranians or a second version of leftists in the United States.
Yeah.
They just get triggered by almost everything you talk about.
Yeah.
Almost everything you do. Yeah. They just get triggered. They start fucking you all on that thing.
Yeah.
I've had lots of experiences over this stuff.
Yeah.
You see, I would just start talking about atheism, and they would start bashing me, just calling names. They would just remove me from the social groups.
Yeah,
yeah, it was that bad. You see, I've almost been removed from every single group I joined since high school, maybe.
Well, the trick is here, when you feel that people are getting triggered over what you're talking about, you just need to back out a little bit.
Why so serious?
It's not about seriousness. It's about the intolerance of people. It's just they are not tolerant enough to accept what you're thinking about, what you're talking about.
Yeah.
They just want
They're
to...
just
it's,
selfish.
It's, yeah, it's not a, it's not a civil selfish. Discussion. It's like an imposure. Yeah. Is that the right word? I don't know. It's like imposing their own opinion onto you and expecting you to believe in them.
Yeah, they just want to... have respect for their own ideas, but they're not willing to respect others. That's so selfish, Mini.
Right. Talking about the cultural issues and cultural norms here, there was this excerpt that I got from a traveldudes.org.
Yeah.
So it says here, there are many cultural norms in Iran. One of the strangest to foreigners is the concept of ta'aruf. That's what they've written here. T-A, there's an accent here, and there's A-R-O-F, which governs rules of social interaction and hospitality. It is a form of exaggerated politeness. This is like the best description. People have asked me, like, what is ta'aruf in English? And I've said, like, well, it's a kind of a weird thing that Iranians do.
It's so tricky,
I could never think of a better explanation.
Let me explain about this ta'aruf thing. You see, imagine a foreigner comes to Iran and he or she just takes a taxi to go wherever they want, and they start paying the taxi driver, and the taxi driver refuses for the first time, and they go, he's so generous, he's so
kind,
and they don't give the money, and the taxi driver at the end goes, so where's my money? And they go like, so you said it's okay, you said I don't want the money, so what the fuck is your problem?
Yes, that's exact thing is written here. It says, for instance, restaurant owners or taxi drivers, as a sign of respect, will often say there is no charge, and in return, you will show your respect by insisting on paying.
You should insist on giving the money.
Like, give a thought about this for a minute. Like, you basically, somebody's giving you the money that you gave them a service for, and then you would tell them that you don't want it, that they can keep it because you want to be polite. Like, this is like a weird concept for me to handle.
You see, we've mastered this skill, I would call it. Yeah, it's a skill. We've mastered it, but even for us, it's confusing. It sometimes makes me confused when I go to a store and buy something, and this store, the salesperson or the store manager says, it's nothing, just keep the money. What would happen if I just
went
out of
once.
The store?
I did that once.
What happened?
There was this guy, I was buying a monitor. Not for myself, for somebody else.
All right.
And when I just handed him my credit card, and he said that the same thing that they say, "All right, keep it, it's fine." Right? And I said, "All right, thank you very much." I was kidding, right. But he took it so seriously. But he didn't say anything. He just looked at me like there was this awkward silence between he and I. And you know, I said that I'm kidding.
That's just, a sight to see.
Exactly.
Wow.
I'm just kidding. Take the fucking credit card and charge the fuck that.
Yeah, I would pay $1,000 to be there to watch his reaction.
Yeah, exactly.
When you try to walk away.
I would never do this. I would never do this Taro thing. I hate it. I don't like it. Yeah, this shit needs to stop, man.
I know this shit needs to stop. I hate this. It's confusing.
You know, regarding the what we were talking about, there was this website that I stumbled upon. There was this experience by a girl who visited Iran. I don't know when.
Where is she from?
I don't know. I saw her pictures that she took in Iran. She looked European. She didn't look Iranian.
Blonde, blue eyes?
She didn't look... blue eyes, blonde hair. I don't know, this reddish cheeks
freckles.
And so on. Not freckles, no. She just looked so white that, you know, I think she was European. Anyway,
right.
So her name suggests so because her name is Olena Petrosovic.
I don't know. Sounds Ukrainian.
I don't know what that is.
Or Russian.
Like, Olena, if you're listening, which I'm sure 100% you're not, but if you're listening, I hope that's the correct pronunciation. All right, so it's written here. This is her words.
All right, so
In our one-month trip around Iran, the country managed to surprise us in many ways. The beauty of its cities, the richness of traditions, the warmth of people, and in addition to that, a bunch of things we considered weird. Like, really weird.
I think we've been in Iran so long that these things have become so normal to us.
They're still a weird thing to me.
They don't surprise us anymore.
They're still... But the thing is here, the first thing she's written is that shampoo with garlic flavor.
The fuck?
Shampoo... We have those shampoo, right? We have shampoo with garlic flavor. She says that other available options are...
Who the fuck would just wash her head?
Yeah. Well, it doesn't smell that bad.
With garlic shampoo.
It doesn't smell that bad. You know, it says carrot, olives, eggs... because who wouldn't want to smell like garlic in the morning? And
it's a brilliant idea. Yeah, especially when you're trying to go to an interview. Yeah,
but you have to give them credit though. You these shampoo companies, shampoo producers. I don't know. These shampoo people.
Yeah.
shampoo people.
Garlic shampoo.
Shampoo people. They basically just they don't give you the smell. They give you the garlic flavor. But you wouldn't be able to smell the garlic, so I don't know what she's talking about.
Why
here.
Why the flavor?
She's just exaggerating.
Just eat the shampoo.
Yeah, there are a lot of options here: carrot, olives, eggs, bacon.
Yeah, the vegan version of shampoo. Vegans, you should try this out. Yeah, it's just gonna work magic with your hair.
The second one says carpet themes, Mickey Mouse's, chipmunks, random people talk about tastes and centuries of old carpet weaving traditions. Basically, people have run out of ideas of.
You see, I've been thinking about starting a business with carpet weaving.
I've been
thinking about it. I've been checking the prices to see if it's economically viable.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I think it could be, but with the recent sanctions, I think we wouldn't be able to sell these carpets in the United States or pretty much anywhere else.
Yeah,
it's going to suck. So if I had the opportunity to start a workshop with some carpet weavers, some local carpet weavers.
What would the themes be? Like, what would you weave in your...
I don't know. I don't know
pictures
anything
of Mickey
about.
Mouse.
I don't know a damn thing about carpet weaving.
Yeah,
it's an art. You see, I would find some. You see these local villagers, these women who just sit down and weave the carpets for an entire 24/7.
Yeah,
see, they would be excellent at weaving these carpets.
Yeah,
and these are really expensive. Even for us Iranians, they're really expensive. I don't know about the Americans, but I think. Each carpet would just cost a normal hand-woven carpet would just cost something between $1,000 to $4,000, if I'm right.
I'm not really. I don't know. I don't have any expertise regarding any weaving. But here, another one says that there was a picture that I saw on that website.
Yeah.
She had a picture of two petrol canes filled with alcohol. So alcohol and petrol canes, can you imagine that? So solves two problems simultaneously, alcohol ban problem and the issue of constant recharging. So basically, so alcohol here, for those people who don't know, in Iran, alcohol is not legal. People are not allowed to, well, we don't have the permission to buy and sell alcohol freely in this society.
But being illegal doesn't mean you can access it.
Well, exactly. That's the thing. People can easily access. Yeah. People have easy access to alcohol. Yeah, they can. If you want alcohol, you will get alcohol, regardless of its.
You could find shit you couldn't find in America. It's Iran.
And you would find alcohol in petrol cans. Not bottles, petrol cans. You would basically find alcohol in any kind of container other than a bottle.
Maybe barrels.
Yeah, barrels.
Big oil barrels.
Petrol cans, jars, basically. Yeah, a lot of fucking places. Yeah.
And they call China the king of copying.
Yeah. Right. So there was this website that I stumbled upon again. I didn't stumble upon it, just I voluntarily visited this website, right, for the sake of this podcast.
So what
don't
the
judge me. Right. It says a look at Iranian language, culture, customs, and etiquette from comisio-global.com. Well, basically, the information that I found here in this website were found also in other websites. I don't know which website were originally.
What is it about?
Well, basically, there are a couple of things that, you know, non-Iranians wrote about their experience in Iran.
It's going to be interesting, yeah.
Iran, right? It's so I'm just giving, you know, these people who love the pronunciation. All right. So it says here, the first thing is that in Iran, the family is the basis of social structure.
Yeah.
That is a true thing.
It's pretty much correct. Yeah. Everyone agrees to that.
People in Iran, they value family above everything else.
Yeah.
Look at here.
What about religion?
Well, it doesn't say anything about religion here. It's more of a cultural approach than religious approach.
You see, because, I read somewhere that an average Iranian is less religious than an average American.
Yeah.
Do you believe that?
Mm-hmm.
You see, it's so serious. It's so tense. You see. Iran, it's an Islamic country.
Yeah.
It's ruled by Islamic laws.
Yeah.
But again, Iranians are more secular than Americans.
Yeah.
Who would believe that?
Yeah. Well, I would believe that.
Yeah.
You can see people, pretending to be religious, but they're not. But the thing here says the concept of family is more private than in many other cultures. Female relatives, pay attention to this.
Yeah.
Female relatives must be protected from outside influences or taken care of. At all times. And look at this. It is inappropriate to ask questions about an Iranian's wife or other female relatives.
Seriously?
This here needs to be written in gold, needs to be framed and put on the fucking wall.
Wow.
It is inappropriate to ask questions about an Iranian's wife or other female relatives. It's a lot better these days, but you know, I interview a lot of people, right? So, and
I don't know why is that. You see, I get this kind of bad feeling when I'm trying to ask questions about
their wives. Right. So there's this guy I'm talking to. I ask him, like, how many brothers and sisters do you have? He says, one brother and one sister. Which one do I go for? Of course, the brother. I would never ask about the sister.
It's like a suicide. Like,
exactly. Like, automatically, I know that they're not going to mind that much, is that I just automatically go for the brother the sister. Yeah.
Because if they just don't say anything about you asking about the sister, they would just think, oh, I'm so open-minded, I'm so good.
Yeah.
I don't care about these stuff.
Yeah. And I've gotten a lot of weird responses. Not that they said anything to me. There was no verbal reaction to like me asking about their wives or husbands. But there was this look that they give me.
They would think you were just raping them.
It's weird because
hey man,
Iranians.
It's a question. Don't get so angry about it.
It's intolerance of Iranians because, you know, you have to just keep these female part in a bottle and never talk about them. It's getting better. It's getting a lot better.
It's like abortion in America.
It's abortion in America. What is that all about?
No one has to talk about it. No one.
These are touchy subjects. People don't talk about abortion. People don't talk about what is that? People don't talk about.
Did you know abortion is legal in Iran?
Legal?
Yeah, it's legal. If you find out that your child has some I don't know, serious problems with DNA and stuff, has some serious illnesses, you're allowed to abort your
Allowed? Yeah. What kind of laws are you allowed?
You see, if your child is seriously sick, and you would know that if the child is born, it's going to have some serious problems later in life, you would just end it.
You're allowed to end it in the child's life.
You could end it right there.
I see.
And it's legal. It's perfectly legal.
I see.
The government supports it. Yeah, and there's a yearly cap for abortion, I think.
Right. Well, that is a touchy subject. If you ask me, I don't know. I've never been in that place. I've never had any family members who went through abortion.
You've never had an abortion?
Like, I have basically, I am very sensitive about being, I don't know, going through abortion. I would keep my child to myself. But anyway, so let's go back to this Iranian cultural things. Here, it says nepotism is considered a good thing since it implies that employing people one knows and trusts is of primary importance. Basically, in Iran, I don't know if it's the same in nepotism is the thing that you would prioritize your family members into employing them in your company. Like, for example, if you have a lot of these qualified people with perfect qualifications, perfect resumes,
just ignore them.
But you would just ignore them. And you would bring your cousin into it who doesn't have any qualifications,
who knows nothing about
the job that is given. So nepotism is considered a good thing here because,
I think that's a part of the reason why Iran is so backwards and it's so fucked up in all the aspects. And one of the reasons is this. You see, you bring some stupid assholes in your company who don't know shit and you just ignore the fuck out of, engineers or experts in that field and your company starts going down the toilet and you have no idea why is this happening.
And you would bring your cousin called Malcolm.
Yeah, and just you could just apply this to the whole country.
Hey, Malcolm, get over here.
Yeah.
Malcolm with this.
Apply this to the whole country and you would have a faint idea of what's happening inside Iran.
Yeah.
All the companies are going down the toilet. The whole country is going down the toilet. One of the reasons is this. You bring assholes and the shittiest people in the country to do the most important things.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, there is this thing here about Taruf thing, which in the parentheses, it says Iranian politeness, which I would call Iranian shittiness.
Iranian it says assholeness.
Iranians protest compliments and attempt to appear vulnerable in public. This is here. This is actually something that I need Iranians, basically everybody who I talk to. It's like giving somebody a compliment, but they would not accept it. And we've had this. I've read a lot about this. It is different in many other cultures because genuinely accepting a compliment would come off as being proud and arrogant. Wow. But Iranians would try to appear vulnerable. Like, for example, if I tell them that, hey, you got great hair, and they would just undermine themselves. Yes, nah, it looks terrible. I know.
I look like shit.
Bad.
Yeah.
Exactly. So it's... yeah, it's something that I want a lot of people to just get themselves corrected in this particular thing.
Yeah, just like, stop doing this.
Accept a compliment because if someone
compliments you, maybe you have the shit. Maybe you are the shit.
Yeah.
Just don't go saying, I know I'm not that good. I'm just an asshole. I'm just the shittiest person you've ever met. I'm not that good. Yeah, don't do that. Just
isn't that a kind of exaggeration? Hey, you got great.
Accept the compliment,
hey, you got great shoes, man. I'm just an asshole. Yeah. What the hell does that have to do with
it? I paid $2 for those shoes. Yeah,
right.
Just don't do that.
I know it comes off as being humble. It's humility to show that you're not as good or your shoes don't look as good. But genuinely accepting a compliment would show that, you know, the giver of a compliment is basically appreciated by you.
Yeah, they're seeing something inside you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Don't go ruin that.
Again, there was this moment that I had a couple of years ago where I was buying a particular, I don't know, I'm into, you know, computers. I used to go to these hardware stores and look at all these graphics cards, CPUs. So I was talking to this guy, right? And he had a tattoo on his arm. I love tattoos. I love the ideas.
Yeah, what was the tattoo?
I don't really remember. It was a weird shape that he has. He had under his arm.
Was it a dick?
No, man. What are you talking? So I was I complimented him on his tattoo, and he didn't say anything. Basically, there was this awkward moment once again.
Awkward
that,
silence.
Yeah, it was awkward silence that he was so
it's
taken
so
aback.
So rude to compliment on my tattoo.
No, he was not. He didn't take it. Weirdly, he was taken aback by how I complimented his tattoo. Like,
what did you say?
Yeah, well, I said, I love tattoo. That looks nice. That was a very simple sentence that I told him. And he just, you know, he was taken aback and he didn't know how to respond to my compliment. And at the end, although he said thank you, but I wish he hadn't. because that was the weirdest thing I ever experienced. Yes, because I wish that I hadn't complimented him. So don't make it weird. Just
I think we shouldn't just compliment everyone on everything. Yeah, yeah. It's a bad idea.
Yes, it is a bad idea. But yeah, you know, sometimes you just can't help people in
Since we can't correct everyone, so it's basically a good idea to just avoid just complimenting other people on serious stuff.
Yeah. Yeah,
basically, and most importantly, on the looks.
Mm.
See, if you just compliment anyone on the looks, especially of women, they would just think about that rape thing.
Yeah.
They would just think you're raping them by complimenting them. And would just sound awful. Yeah,
it does. All right, I think it's going to take a long time. It's going to take a couple of episodes till we get over this Iranian cultural thing and obligations. So it's been already like 38 minutes of podcasting. Guys, this is the first episode of The More. And this is basically what we're going to do
come
here.
Back with
this
more
is the first episode. So there's going to be more. There's going to be more content. There's going to be better content. And if you're listening, you can reach us on Twitter at The More Podcast, which is the THE More Podcast. It's written how it's pronounced. So The More Podcast on Twitter. There is The More Podcast on Telegram.
Yeah. Let us what you think.
Yeah, let us what you think. Topics, yeah. Let us what you think of what is talked about here. Give us
your opinion. Give us some ideas.
Try to be nice.
Yeah, please.
Because we are very sensitive people.
Yeah.
We are sensitive people. If you just say something mean to us, I am personally going to stop podcasting.
Yeah. I'm going to get triggered.
I am personally going to stop podcasting. I don't know about this guy. I don't know about them. I don't know about MRI here, right here. I don't know about MRI right here. I don't know, but...
That's so mean.
But yeah, there's Twitter. At The More Podcast. There is Telegram at The More Podcast. There is our Instagram page at The More Podcast. Basically, if you write The More Podcast, you would find us. There is too many podcasts here. But guys, this was made possible with the help of a talented group of people and mainly my dear friend Ali Alizadeh. He's the sound engineer, podcaster, and musician. Check their website at accvs.com if you're interested in doing your own quality podcast or music. So I'm going to post the first episode there. And our podcast is hopefully going to be on multiple platforms of Spotify, iTunes, SoundCloud, and a bunch of other platforms, which I don't know the meaning of, don't know the name of, I don't know, really. A couple of Chinese platforms.
Yeah.
But yeah, so you can find us there, listen, and give us your thoughts, your opinions of what you think would be an ideal topic to talk about.
Yeah.
And
what should we talk about in the next episode?
We will decide next episode. Yeah. So stay tuned for our podcast. Thank you very much, and we'll see you
in the next episode.
Thank you very much.
Yeah. Signing off.